Peya, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah begins with a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that's not directly relevant to Matnos Aniyim per se. It's really brought here because we're going to have other machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that are relevant to Shikha, and therefore we bring this as well since it also deals with giving things away to poor people. And it has to do with the idea of hefker, of making something ownerless. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, hefker la'aniyim hefker. Let's say you want to make things hefker, ownerless, but you want to do it in such a way that it's only going to be permissible to be taken by poor people, not by wealthy people. So you want to be a targeted hefker. And say it's ownerless, but it's only ownerless for the purposes of aniyim. So Beis Shammai says that is considered a valid hefker. The difference, of course, is that it would then be pater from Iser, because hefker is pater from Iser. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Eino hefker ad shiyufkar afla shirim kashmita, that it's not considered hefker unless it's hefker also to wealthy people as well, though they can also take ownership of it. Kashmita, just as we find by Shemitah. Shemitah, it's hefker to everybody, including wealthy people. Now, the reason behind this machlokas is that Beis Shammai, who says that it can be specific to poor people, learns out of a pasuk of la'ani v'la'ger ta'azov osam, that should be left over to the poor person and the stranger. Why does it have to say ta'azov osam? It could have just said la'ani v'la'ger yiyu, they should be for them. That is teaching you that there's an additional aziva of leaving over. And that's a hefker, and that's similar to this thing that's being discussed in the pasuk that it goes to la'ani v'la'ger in Matnas Aniyim and Peya Leket. So just as those are to poor people, so also there's an aziva as a hefker that can also be just to poor people. And that from that, Beis Shammai understands that you can make something hefker just to poor people. Beis Hillel, though, learns that from a pasuk of by Shemitah, v'ashvias tishmetana unetashta, that it says, and you should leave it over and make it odorless. And that unetashta teaches you that there is another type of netisha that's just like Shemitah. Just like Shemitah has to be hefker to everybody, so also this additional form of Shemitah, you'll call it, or netisha, this hefker, has to also be for Ashirim. Now the Mishnah moves on to a din specific to Shikha. It tells us that kol omrei hasada shel kav. Let's say all of the bundles that are in the field are the size of a kav, 1/6 of a sa'ah. Ve'echad shel arbas kavim, but one of them is four times the amount of the others. It's made of four kav. U'shechacho, and he forgets it. So Beis Shammai omrim eno shikha. Beis Shammai says that's not considered to be shikha. And the reason is because we'll learn later in Mishnah Hay that according to Beis Shammai, four bundles, if you forget four bundles in the field, that's not considered to be shikha. Something that large you're going to remember. And they say that just the same thing is true when you have one large bundle that's the size of four. We look at it as if it was divided, just as if four bundles, according to Beis Shammai, would not as too many bundles to be considered shikha. So also one large bundle that's the size of four bundles, that's also not considered to be shikha. However, Beis Hillel omrim shikha. Beis Hillel says no, that is considered to be shikha. Beis Hillel doesn't look at it as divided. So even though four bundles in the field would certainly not be considered shikha if they were separate bundles, but if they're only one bundle, even though they're the size of four bundles, Beis Hillel does not look at them as being separate, and therefore he says there is shikha. However, the Rambam writes that when it comes to if you would have something larger than four times the amount, if you would have something larger than four kav, then already even Beis Hillel would agree that that's so large that it would not be considered to be shikha.